Hong Kong finalizes crypto advisor and fund manager licensing rules. Hong Kong regulators have finalized licensing rules for crypto advisors and fund managers, applying them under a same business, same risk, same rules principle that puts digital asset advisory on the same regulatory footing as traditional securities work. The framework was confirmed in a CoinMarketCap dispatch on May 27, 2026, citing the Hong Kong regulatory announcement. The rule set closes a gap that had let some firms structure crypto advisory and fund management activities outside the perimeter of the Securities and Futures Ordinance. Under the finalized rules, an entity advising clients on a digital asset portfolio or managing a fund with crypto exposure is treated the same way as one advising on listed equities or managing a securities-only fund. The principle that drives the rules, same business, same risk, same rules, is not new language for Hong Kong's Securities and Futures Commission. The SFC has used the phrase repeatedly since 2023 to argue that financial activity should be regulated by its economic function, not by the asset class involved. Today's announcement is the formal codification of that principle for advisory and asset management work. In practice, that means three things. First, a firm advising retail or professional investors on which tokens to hold inside a portfolio now needs the same Type 4 advisory license that an equity advisor needs. Second, a fund that allocates to digital assets, whether spot, derivatives, or tokenized real-world assets, falls under the Type 9 asset management framework. Third, the cross-cutting Type 1 dealing license applies to firms that arrange or execute transactions in digital assets on behalf of clients. Compliance pressure rises for offshore structured firms. Hong Kong is one of the larger crypto fund management hubs in Asia, behind Singapore and roughly tied with Tokyo by registered manager count. A meaningful share of those managers have run their advisory or sub-advisory entities through Cayman, BVI, or Singapore structures while booking client relationships in Hong Kong. The finalized rules force a decision. Bring the activity onshore and get licensed, or unwind the Hong Kong-facing client book. The SFC has historically been pragmatic about transition periods, and the announcement is expected to include a grandfathering window for firms that begin a license application within a defined timeframe. Firms that miss the window face the standard enforcement options under the Securities and Futures Ordinance, which can include fines, suspension, and personal liability for responsible officers. A broader regional pattern, Hong Kong's move continues a regional trend. Singapore's MAS revised its Payment Services Act and licensing regime through 2024 to capture more digital asset activity. Japan's FSA has been steadily tightening its registration requirements for crypto-related funds. Korea's Virtual Asset User Protection Act, enforced since 2024, pulled advisory and custody activity under tighter supervision. The Hong Kong rules are the most explicit example yet of regulators not treating crypto as a separate compartment, but folding it back into the body of existing financial law. For investors using Hong Kong-domiciled platforms or working with Hong Kong-licensed managers, the change is largely procedural. The substantive shift is for the operators: more disclosure, more capital, more compliance staff, and a higher bar to call yourself an advisor. Implications for end users and the card market. The direct effect on retail crypto card users in Hong Kong is limited. Cards, payment rails, and over-the-counter trading are governed by separate frameworks: the stored value facility regime and Hong Kong Monetary Authority licensing. The advisory rules touch the layer above: portfolio guidance, fund subscription pitches, and structured product distribution. That said, a firm that issues a co-branded crypto card and also offers in-app portfolio suggestions or yield product distribution now needs to look at whether that second activity has tipped it into licensed advisory territory. Several Hong Kong licensed exchanges already hold the SFC Type 1 and Type 7 licenses. The new advisory requirement may push them to add Type 4 or to firewall the recommendation feature out of their consumer apps. For the SpendNode reader watching from outside Hong Kong, the rule is a useful indicator of where larger jurisdictions are heading. The era of treating digital asset advisory as a regulatory gray zone is closing, and the firms that adapt early tend to be the ones that retain the institutional flows.